तव कथामृतं तप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भूरिता जनाः। ॐ ऐं सर्वदेवदेवीस्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। In the morning we discussed about the qualities necessary to make us capable of pursuing our path to God realization. And to some of us it would have appeared how difficult it is with so many qualities to be developed before we launch on to the pursuit of self-realization. Sri Ramakrishna, the Yuga Avatara, in whose life we find the expression of all these qualities in its fullest, through the Jivana Leela and also through the Amrita Vachana, has put us in such a position that if we can go through this Jivana Leela and drink deep the Amrita Vachana, automatically one becomes a Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Pramata. And that is done in a very masterly way. Like an expert teacher guiding the students through the mountainous path, making them trek easily the toughest paths without their knowledge. In the last century, the book that brought out, bearing the words of Sri Ramakrishna, is supposed to be one of the book of the century. We will be reading about it and the report about the greatness of gospel at the end. And in those words, the words directly coming from the mouth of God Himself, the Amrita Purusha, God is supposed to be a Amrita Purusha, Raso Vai Saha, is full of rasa, Amrita rasa. And the words that emanated from His mouth, that fell from the lips of that great saint, Paramahamsa of Dakshineshwar, not only during those time and even now, and it will continue to do so, sending freshness to the decayed lives of human beings. The words Amrita is taken from Bhagavata. Vachana Amritam or Katha Amritam. It is taken from the prayer of gopis when they expressed the separation from Krishna. The separation from Amrita, it creates tapam. We are all having the samsara, tritapas. But for the gopis, separation from God, who was the embodiment of all sweetness, caused so much intense pain that viraha tapa, they uttered this famous prayer, tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinantiye Bhurita Jana. Krishna, simply listening to your words are so sweet. It transports our mind from these mundane worries to some heavenly region. Tapta Jivanam, our life becomes so refreshed, so soothed, as if a pain bomb has been applied to our heart and mind. Shravana Mangalam, as we hear your words, the whole heart, the mind and the being, they are filled with so much of sweetness, everything becomes so auspicious. So in the last century, the words of Sri Ramakrishna came out like that. The Amrita emanating from Parabrahman. In the Puranas, we find Amrita being taken out by Samudra Manthana. Lots of efforts were put to bring out the Amrita. You know how Mount Meru was taken as a churning stick and Vasuki, the serpent, was used as a rope and the Manthana was done, and as the Amrita came, before that Alahala came out, and it was a terrible thing at that time, and nobody could accept the Alahala, the poison. The only person who could take it was Shiva Nilakanta. And Amrita was to be taken by Devatas, and then there was a quarrel between Devatas and Asuras. And in spite of their best efforts, Devatas took the Amrita, and two cunning fellows, as Vishnu was serving the Amrita, two cunning fellows entered the Panti, the line where Devatas were sitting. And as the two Asuras came, as they were about to take or that swallowed, Devatas informed, "Fellows, rogue, they have entered our line." The Rahu and Ketu. And Vishnu, with the spoon with which he was distributing the Amrita, gave one beating on the head of Rahu and Ketu, and they spat out the Amrita. And the two fellows, what you call chugli in Marathi, filling the ears, carrying tails, they were the sun and the moon, and we find Rahu Ketu enacting the Surya Grahana and Chandra Grahana. But in the case of Sri Ramakrishna, there is no Surya Grahana, no Chandra Grahana, but there is one Grahana which is called Papa Grahana. All the sins that we have committed, Sri Ramakrishna has taken up the Alahala, the poison, and in return he gave us the Amrita, the tremendous Atma Manthana, the unimaginable sadhana that he did, not only in one path of Hindu faith, but went through all the paths, Shakta, Vaishnava, Shaiva, and also the paths of other religion. And ultimately became one with the truth which is beyond all the paths. He went through all the paths and stood totally apart from all the paths. So somebody told, he practiced all the religions and went beyond religion itself, proving that all religions are only path, and path is not our goal. Goal is God. We often fight getting attached to the path, forgetting God, the goal. Sri Ramakrishna went beyond the frontiers of the path, and the Amrita Vachana came out, jatamot tatapat, as many ways, so many paths. And that is a message for the next century, as people following different paths are quarreling all over the world, not only in India, But in other countries also we will find in the name of religion, people are getting divided. And that was the Amrita Vachana Sri Ramakrishna gave. And that is one of the first plank, Sri Vivekananda says, for the rebuilding of our nation. In India at least we must have religious unity. Otherwise India will face death. The world is facing the horrors of death all over the world. Whatever may be the name of the religion, the perpetrators of terror they are holding on to. But it indirectly is creating a rift between the people practicing different religions. So that Amrita Vachana for the coming century, Sri Ramakrishna had spelt out. And through his sadhana, the whole national consciousness of India has been awakened. And like Rama and Krishna slowly percolating and going inside the depth of the human consciousness throughout India, you will find Sri Ramakrishna entering into the minds of people all over India. And one of the beauties that whether you are a Rama Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, whatever you may be, people have started accepting Sri Ramakrishna as a Bhakta Samrat, irrespective of the cult, the creed, or the different groups to which they belong. Whether it is Sai Baba, Ravi Shankar, Amritanandamai, everybody, when it comes to Ramakrishna, Jai Ho Prabhu, Jai Ho. In Malaysia, I saw everybody, they want to come to Ramakrishna. He is one umbrella under whom all the different sections of Hinduism can come and take shelter. So that itself is a great Sanjeevani, reviving the whole spiritual consciousness of India. Amrita is like a Sanjeevani, a dying man can be revived with the Sanjeevani Bhuti. The Sanjeevani word comes in Ramayana when Lakshmana was hit by that Nagastra. Indrajit had shot that missile and Hanuman goes to bring the Sanjeevani Bhuti so that the dead man can be revived. Amrita is supposed to revive the dead man, and once you take Amrita, you attain immortality. That is, you go beyond the realm of death. And the man who wrote brought out the great nectar-like words of the master. And so dramatic is the scene that totally disillusioned, disturbed, and depressed with the events of life, the great man who taught students how to live, Master Mahasaya, was on the way to commit suicide, and the process comes to Ganges. And what a drama unfolds. The man who came to commit suicide wanted to embrace death because of the distaste and the insipidness generated by the life events. Meets a lady who was sweeping the grounds of Dakshineshwar. And he asked, is the Paramahamsa there? And the lady says, yes, you can go inside. Has he read any books? And what a lovely answer that sweeping maid, the scavenger maid gives. Books? No, my child, he never reads books. They come out of his tongue. What a grasp the scavenger lady had about Sri Ramakrishna. He was unlettered God. And she was an unlettered servant, and what innocence. And Sri Ramakrishna was the embodiment of innocence and the wavelength. Brinda, the maid, she says, books? No, he never reads books. It comes out of his tongue. What greatness. So Sri Ramakrishna, sitting in the room, is waiting for the Master Mahasaya. And that is the event unfolding for the millennium. Master Mahasaya, who came to commit suicide, totally enchanted by the vision that he got in the room of Sri Ramakrishna, the very first meeting sends such 100,000 springs of intoxicating joy inside Master Mahasaya. that he comes back again and Sri Ramakrishna taunts him teasingly, telling, once a man fed a peacock with opium, and next day at the same time the peacock was on the terrace. So the effect of the Amrita, it attracted him so much, and ultimately he became the caterer, distributing this Amrita to all the people all over the world as the author of Ramakrishna Vachanamrita or Kathamrita. So the story starts with the attempt to commit suicide, and the story culminates with an attempt to distribute nectar to people, reviving their lives, rejuvenating, and putting them on the path to immortality. So Ramakrishna Vachanamrita is such an invaluable, priceless book that it has got translated into almost all the languages of the world. And on the day when the copyright of the Ramakrishna Vachanamrita ended, hundreds of publishers were waiting in different languages to publish this book. And it is recorded that among the religious books, gospel tops the sale on a single day, the maximum number of sale. How beautiful. Man who never went to school or college, never got educated, never read books, and his words coming out in the form of book, it topped the sales on a single day on an international scale. Maximum sale on a single day, one simple religious book all over the world. That clearly shows the impact this book creates and the words of the master creates in the minds of the people. And it is not only the Hindus, people all over the world are charmed by the substance of the book. However Indian the appearance of Sri Ramakrishna may be, the external appearance is only deceptive, that is only the container. And when the contents come out of the book, it has such a miraculous effect that without discriminating, it goes straight into the hearts of the people who read it, and it is having a transporting effect in the minds of the people all over the world. I heard a story that how invaluable is this Ramakrishna Vachanamrita. In Bengal and in some parts of India, there is a belief that if anything happens and if you don't find the solution, or if any accident happens or something unwanted happens, immediately they will go to the room, open the gospel, and whatever page opens, they will try to read and feel that Sri Ramakrishna will give the answer on that page. Such an invaluable treasure, it's a constant companion for a spiritual seeker, that in one part of the European territory, most probably, I think either in Europe or in Russia, a particular place caught fire, and the cops of the fire service station, they all came and surrounded the village, and they wanted to put out the fire, and slowly the fire was engulfing all the buildings and the residential areas. And the police on the loudspeaker warned, please take within your hand whatever you can carry, which is the most precious and valuable, and quickly run and board into the bus, and we will be shifting you to another place. So that the whole place was to be evacuated, and slowly the fire was spreading, and some of the fire security personnel were going into the houses to see if any small child or anybody is caught inside, or if any handicapped persons were there. At that moment, a gentleman was coming out with his television set and some other thing. And the fire personnel asked, is this the most valuable thing, sir? We won't allow you the second trip. There will be no second round. If you take it now and go to the bus and board and wait there, we will take you to another station. You can't come back and carry some more. The man thought over for a moment, dropped the television set. And he told, something more precious and valuable I forgot. Please allow me to go inside. He ran inside. And in the process, whatever was in the hand, he dropped it. And he went inside and brought a packet. As he was running, the fire security cop was interested. And he asked, sir, what is it that you are carrying? It is so precious and invaluable. Can I see? Well, yes, you can see. It is ordinary thing. It's nothing valuable. And as he opened, there was a book. And well, is it so valuable? Well, yes, it is more valuable than all the valuables I possess. And that was the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. He says, with this I can live. Without this and with that, I can't live. I can get back my television. I can get back everything. But the immortal nectar-like words of Sri Ramakrishna, if I lose this book, I don't know where to get this book. So he ran with the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. And he was a Russian. Nectar never makes any distinction between whether you are a Shudra or a Brahmana, Hindu or a Muslim, Indian or a Russian, like electric shock. You touch it in Russia, touch it in India, touch it in Sri Lanka, it gives the same shock. So the reviving, rejuvenating effect of the Ramakrishna Vachana, the Russian must have drunk deep. So he dropped all the possessions and took Ramakrishna Vachanamrita, the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, and ran away. People were surprised. Can a book be so valuable and precious? And that is how Ramakrishna Vachanamrita is proving to me. It's not only to Master Maharshi that Sri Ramakrishna's word gave life insurance as well as life assurance. His own disciple, with the arrival of whom Sri Ramakrishna told, now everything has become Purna. No more disciple is going to come now. He is the last Ishwara Koti, his direct disciple. Not in the monastic line, but in the householder disciples. And before his arriving to meet Sri Ramakrishna, that day Sri Ramakrishna says, I am waiting for Purna to come. So these lines are recorded in the gospel. So Purna Chandra Ghosh comes, meets Sri Ramakrishna, talks to him, get the spiritual instruction, and he starts practicing the path as prescribed by Sri Ramakrishna and the disciplines which Sri Ramakrishna had told to him and taught him. And in the due course of time, after the passing away of Sri Ramakrishna, at a particular life situation, Purna feels it's time that he ends his earthly life. Maybe due to the bodily condition or due to the family situation, Purna feels that it is enough that he has stayed in this world and it is better to end life. And he already fixed a day on which he wanted to commit suicide. Now as we go through the different life situations in the technologically developed world, we find the psychological field is becoming weaker and weaker. Suicide and divorces are increasing, especially among the youngsters all over India. Suicide is one of the menace of the modern diseases. And Purna Chandra Ghosh decides when he has to commit suicide. And before he wanted to commit that, he felt, why not read the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna before I end my life, before he becomes a mrita. He took the Amrita, Katha Amrita, and the page he opened, simply opened a page, and the first lines that caught his attention was, the master was thinking about Purna Chandra Ghosh. Master Maharshi had recorded, Sri Ramakrishna, the great master, was thinking about Purna Chandra Ghosh. The effect of those lines, the immortal lines of the Kathamrita, it sends a thrill through the body of Purna Chandra Ghosh and it brings a great transformation within few seconds, and the idea flashes across his mind. When Sri Ramakrishna, the great embodiment of Amrita, himself is thinking about me, why should I bother carrying all the load of my life? Why should I end my life? Thakur himself is taking care. When somebody more superior to me is taking care of my life, I need not bother about my life, and he drops the idea immediately. And in the course of his life, he falls sick. At the dead of night, one day he gets up to go to the bathroom, thinking that at 1 or 2 o'clock calling somebody will be a disturbance. He himself gets out of the bed and goes to the bathroom. While coming down, he sleeps. And as he was about to fall on the ground, suddenly he found two tender, delicate hands come out and hold him. One held him on the hip and another put the hands on the shoulder. And suddenly Purnachandra Ghosh saw Sri Ramakrishna holding him and smiling at him. Next day he told, "Do you think we are such an ordinary folks that we will die so easily at the mercy of Yama, that king of death? Ramakrishna, the messenger of Amrita, is constantly behind me, saving me, giving me eternal life." So when Purnachandra Ghosh wanted to commit suicide, the Amrita Vachana of Sri Ramakrishna saved him. And when he was about to fall down and break his limbs, again he found the Amritamaya Purusha, Sri Ramakrishna, comes and saves him. So not only in the lives of those disciples, even in the lives of many of our householders, even now we find so many events and incidents happening where we find the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna has been the great support and solace for people to carry on their life in spite of all the brutal accidents and the fiery ordeals they have to go through in their day-to-day life. There was a man in Tamil Nadu who was an NCC officer. He got married, and within few years, the married life, instead of bringing sukha, brought immense dukkha. And being an NCC officer, always holding a rifle, he thought, "There is an instrument for me, and that is the final solution." So he hit upon the idea of ending his life. And he discussed about it to his senior officer. He told, "What is the use of living this life? I was more happy before marriage. I thought marriage will release me of many of the problems. But I find, like a shifting quagmire, again and again, I am going deep into the whirlpool of marriage, and so many different types of problems I have never imagined are cropping up." And the senior officer was very much worried. He told, "If NCC officer shoots himself, apart from losing the officer, it can create lots of legal problem for him also. Did you torture that officer?" So he was very much frightened, and he was a Devi Bhakta. And because he was a Devi Bhakta, he had contacted Ramakrishna Mission Trivandrum. So on the Sunday, when he had an off day, he came back to his house from Tamil Nadu, so much gripped by this fear of what will happen if NCC officer working under him will shoot himself. He comes to the Ramakrishna Math Swami, whose cousin also wanted to commit suicide. That is another story. How the words of Sri Ramakrishna revives the sagging spirit inside the man who wants to end the worldly sojourn. Simple words of Sri Ramakrishna in printed form, they become so alive for the reader who is so acute in his feelings. That makes a man sadhana chatushtaya sampanna pramatha. Is the adhikari. And the words act so effectively in the minds of those people. Maybe when we read now, we may not be feeling the effect. But when we read it first time, what an effect it was, is it not? We get habituated to it, is it not? But once we become fresh again, we'll find the infallible effect of the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna lingers in our mind. It's like the Ganges. In the beginning, it comes roaring. And in Calcutta, it becomes very slow, but it has gone so deep. So in our mind also, the gospel must have gone so deep. It doesn't create that sensation now. The understanding and the maturity has increased. So the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, the Vachanamrita, It may not have that sensation now, but yet it will have its effect. And as the life situations will start presenting, at that time again we will find gospel very, very sensible. So this officer goes to the Ramakrishna Mutt early morning after the breakfast and meets the Swami. That Swami's cousin, he was from aristocratic family. He took part in the freedom fight. We'll come back to this NCC officer. In the meantime, there's another story inside the story. So the Swami's cousin, he was from an aristocratic family. Swami also was from aristocratic family. So he took part in the freedom struggle, went to jail. And after the freedom, he became the member of the CPM political party. And he was very active member, doing all the works for the party. India became free, and then in Kerala, CPM came to power. As it came to power, slowly this man became so disillusioned with the ways the party was working, felt so betrayed that, oh, is this the party for which I gave my whole life? And during that time he married, and marriage also turned out to be sore, and he lost the job because he went to party and did work for the party, and slowly poverty started grinding him. The pinching effect of the poverty on one side, the betrayal caused by the party on another side, sent him reeling down into the valley of depression. And he thought, now the only solution is, how long we can carry on this way? So he thought, why not take a sensible decision? How long we can carry on? So he thought, we will end the life. So one day he went to the ashrama, and he knows that his cousin, his brother, is a Swami there. Then the Swami told him, you see, if you die, don't think that the world will not rotate on its axis. It will be going on rotating on its axis. Your death is not going to change anything in this world. So don't think too much about yourself or your suicide. Then so what is the way out? So whatever may be the way out, that I don't know, that you have to find out. Take this book. This book brought me to Ramakrishna Mutt. And after 6 months, the Swami got a letter that this man has cut off all his relation with the political parties. Slowly the economical condition has improved, enthusiasm has been revived, and the touch of Sri Ramakrishna's words have brought a refreshing vigor into his life, and he has continued life and is going to come and meet him next month. So this same Swami, to whom the senior officer, under whom the NCC officer was working, he was a colonel. The colonel came to Swami and he told Swami, there's a big problem in our office. The NCC students may get upset and they may lose even faith in the NCC itself. So I will ask my assistant NCC officer to come and meet you. Why don't you have a personal talk with him? Now and then also it happens in Ramakrishna Mutt. People come here silently, either mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, this-in-law, that-in-law, somebody else, friend, teacher, they come to the Ramakrishna Mutt. Something happens there. It's a mysterious alchemy, Ramakrishna's Amrita Rasayana. So slowly the change takes place. I have seen it in Salem, in Madurai, in Chennai. In so many places it has happened. And it is repetitive, going on happening, because the Sanjeevani has its unfailing effect on the people who are going to die. So Swami told, you see, it is difficult to engage in a personal talk. He may rather misunderstand it and it may misfire also. You can do one thing, give this gift to your assistant. And he gave the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Monday he went to the office, he told, yes, you can carry on your proposal to commit suicide. But before that, kindly go through these pages of this book and then decide in a better way. As he went on, he found it was so gripping, the idea of committing suicide vanished from his mind. And the old enthusiasm got revived. He came back to the colonel and told, sir, what a great thing you have done to me. What a stupidity it was that in sheer moment of weakness, I would have committed suicide and put my whole family into such an immense grief that I would have felt disappointed my whole life had I done it. I am extremely grateful to you, and whether you come or not, I am going to Ramakrishna Math hereafter regularly. So this was the transforming effect of Sri Ramakrishna's Amrita Vachana. The same thing happened with Hanuman. Everybody thought Lakshmana is gone and there is no medicine. Hanuman went, plucked the whole mountain, and he had some doubt, which is the right Sanjeevani, suppose we take a wrong medicine, as it is happening nowadays with all the doctors. After the patients die, they find out that it was a wrong medicine that has been prescribed. Hanuman was very clever. Along with the Sanjeevani Parvata, he plucked the doctor also and brought him. There's another beautiful story, how doctors must work. Just in few sentences I will narrate. When the doctor came, doctor meets Rama, and Rama tells Vaidiraj, my brother Lakshmana is almost on the verge of death. Why don't you treat him? And the doctor says, no. You belong to enemy camp. I belong to Ravana's camp. I cannot treat your brother. And Rama says, doctors don't take part in politics. They don't take part in war. Like Red Cross, it is not involved in any country. It's a free vehicle. It can go through any boundaries to any country during war also. Then Vaidiraj says, no. You are the enemy of Ravana, my master. I belong to Lanka, so I cannot do it. Rama smiles and tells to Kaviraj, Kaviraj, how foolish and how shallow you are. If you are so sincere to Ravana as your words seem to suggest, what you should have done, you should not have refused treating Lakshmana. You should have mixed poison in the name of medicine and you should have given to Lakshmana and killed him. Then I would have believed you are really the servant of Ravana. Then he patted him on the back. He told, Kaviraj, your Kaviraj Dharma is Sanjeevani Dharma, not Marana Dharma. You are not supposed to kill anybody, doctor. You are supposed to make people live. Therefore, your very nature, very Swadharma is not allowing you to kill. Now come on, treat my brother Lakshmana. And the doctor wakes up to his Sanjeevani nature. You will find all the doctors before the prescription, they will put one R and put a cross like an X. That has got some symbolic representation. A doctor is not supposed to take the life out. He is supposed to be the carrier of Sanjeevani, giving life. He has to vitalize the living creature, not to kill it. So Sanjeevani, Hanuman was a very intelligent man. So in this age, there is Master Mahashaya has acted like Hanuman, bringing the Sanjeevani, but we don't require a doctor. There is no fear of any wrong medicine being prescribed, because Sri Ramakrishna himself is the Bhavaroga Vaidya. He himself has given the Bhavaroga Aushadha, and it is infallible in effect. And we find in these two incidents that the reading of the gospel, this is one of the essential spiritual sadhana for people who are amrutatvamichan, avrita chakshuhu amrutatvamichan. People wanting immortality, they closed their eyes. The senses were going out because Brahma created that inbuilt defective system. He made its senses go outwards towards the objects. But few valorous people, those who want immortality, for Brahma Jnana, they closed their eyes. As you read the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, one need not close the eyes. Open the eyes, read the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, suddenly you will find Sri Ramakrishna dancing in spiritual ecstasy, sending thrills of spiritual joy all through our body and mind, and we will be transported. Hundreds of different scenes of our life, indescribable manner, such a beautiful way it has been presented, that when you read Gospel, as if the whole life journey is passing through in front of you in a beautiful procession. Varieties of topics, varieties of ideas, varieties of people, varieties of questions, and how many varieties of moods, bhakta, jnani, yogi, So many things come out, and gospel, the Vachanamrita or Kathamrita, becomes an indescribable Ona Sadhya. It is called Sadhya in Kerala. Sadhya means Onam feast. Nearly 30 to 40 items will be there, and everybody will relish that Sadhya. Sadhya means feast. Virund, Bhandara, what they call in North India. How so many items will be there. Varieties of taste will be there. So in the gospel, we find the presentation, hundreds of spiritual delicacies served to cater to the needs of different tendencies of the sadhakas and people living in this world. There is a Kundalini awakening, and there is tantras, and suddenly there is Baul Geet, then there is Kali Kirtan. Hundreds of varieties you will not find in any book in the history of Indian spiritual publication. A book like gospel cannot be found. It is one inimitable, priceless treasure. Once Puri Shankaracharya, normally they don't come and visit Ramakrishna Math. He was one extraordinary Shankaracharya of the Puri Math. He came to Ramakrishna Math and entered the shrine, made pranams to Guru Maharaj, and he sat on the hall, and the Swamis all gathered around him. He was the first man to bring the Vedic mathematics. And he was the only Shankaracharya to cross the Samudra, because crossing the Samudra was a big sin. Even Swamiji was castigated for that. Because one of the Panchabhutas, it's so holy, you should not cross the Samudra. Hanuman had done it and Swamiji had done it, crossing the ocean. And as these monks gathered, Shankaracharya was telling what wonderful work Ramakrishna Math and mission people are doing. It's really an appreciable amount of spiritual service they are doing. And especially the publication of Ramakrishna's words in English under the title The Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, oh, that service cannot be compensated in this world. In this Kali Yuga, what a marvelous piece of work this Ramakrishna Math Mylapore has done by bringing Swami Nikhilananda's Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. It is a real Sanjeevani for Adhyatmika Sadhaka. Then some Brahmacharya Swami, out of curiosity, asked, because all the Shankaracharyas are very fond of Bhagavad Pada Shankara's Upanishads, Vedanta, Gita. Who will read this? Have you read that book, first of all? Because who will read? Sri Ramakrishna, see, they are all great scholars, pandits, shastrajnas. Gospel. Even one great Swami outside, he remarked, Vivekananda's lectures, they are not traditional Bhashya type, Vedanta type treatise. Oh, to lecture hai na? And somebody told, oh, lecture nahi hai, sakshat brahmanubhuti hai, pado jnana yoga. If you read jnana yoga of Swamiji, oh, what tremendous power it carries. Abhedananda says, once I was listening to Swami Vivekananda talking, my God, what power. Within few seconds, sitting on the chair, I found Kundalini started moving upwards. And the whole mind was lifted beyond time, space and causation. What I could not get by reading the Brahma Sutras, I got by listening to this Naren's words. Not only Abhidhanji, many of the listeners in the West, they felt an uplifting experience, beyond the body experience, when Swami Vivekananda speaks. Once in London, he went to speak and he told, what is the topic today? What should I speak? And suddenly stood up from the chair, got up from the chair, stood up, took the hands like this. Then he chanted a Sanskrit word. Om Madhuvata Ritayate Madhuksharanti Sindhavaha. Oh, it had such a transporting effect in the audience that they never knew Sanskrit. And they never knew that the man who was chanting, he was one of the Saptarishis chanting those mantras. It is praising the whole nature to be full of ambrosial things for us. Madhuvata ritayate, may winds blow like a nectar. Madhuksharanti sindavaha, may oceans pour nectar. Within few seconds, as mantras rolled out from the tongue of the Swamiji, few of the London ladies who were listening to them, they got up and knelt down in a prayerful mood and they were looking at Swamiji, tears flowing through their eyes. Some of them stood in reverence, and the whole room became electrified when Swamiji finished chanting this Madhuvata ritayate. And silence reigned in that room, and they could not explain what happened to them. After a few minutes, Swamiji sat on his chair. And these people, not knowing the language, not understanding the import of the mantra, but their minds were so transported. Rishinam padanam vato vacho artham anudavati. They say when Rishi utters the word, meaning automatically arises in your mind. You need not understand it. The effect is infallible. It is so powerful that whether you understand or not, already you are out. You are possessed by the effect of those mantras. So Sri Ramakrishna's gospel also is like that. Just you go on reading it, whether you understood or not, whether you like it or not, but the impact is there inside the mind of the reader. That is one of the important sadhana, as Brahmanji says. If you want to have a real spiritual sadhana, daily read Ramakrishna Vachanamrita Kathamrita. So the Shankaracharya told, without reading Ramakrishna Vachanamrita, I don't complete my day, even if it is late night. That means a man who was well-versed in the Shastras, this Shastra is spoken not by Shankara Acharya. Who spoke it? Acharyanam Mahacharyo Ramakrishna Yate Namaha. He is the Acharya of all Acharyas, and when he speaks, these Upanishads came out and there was no necessity for any bhashyas or tikas. Any man driving a cycle rickshaw also can read gospel, and he doesn't require any explanation or any expounding from anybody. So simple, like eating bhelpuri on the road, is it not? Bhelpuri, what you require? Simply take it and eat it, that's all. So Ramakrishna Vachanamrita, bereft of all these intricacies of Sanskrit language and the way of putting things, Subramanyam Iyer, about whom I remarked last 2-3 days before, who was the teacher of Mysore Maharaja, and his granddaughter was in Salem. Once we were talking about Sri Ramakrishna, and Subramanyam Iyer was famous for his Mandukya Karika's foreword. She told, whatever all the Upanishads, Rishis and others may tell and express and all those things, but Sri Ramakrishna, the Guru Maharaj, oh Maharaj, what way he has put? Tell what way he has put? Nitya and Leela. She took this one example, Nitya and Leela. How he made it so interesting, and in such a simple way, even a child can understand the Nishkriya Brahman and the Sakriya Prapancha. He says, when the snake moves, Sri Ramakrishna says it is Leela, and when the snake is not moving, it is Brahman. Who can put it in such a fantastic way other than Sri Ramakrishna, the unlettered man? How beautiful is it not? The Brahman without creation, beyond creation, and Brahman interpenetrating through this world and constantly in movement. Tad ejati tan nejati. It moves and it does not move. And Sri Ramakrishna puts it in such a way that even an ordinary man can understand it. Easy to grasp that abstract philosophical truths of the Upanishads. A boy who had hardly finished 9th standard. It's easy for boys, youngsters, to understand Vachanamrita if they read it. You don't require a high qualification to understand. But if you want to read Gita or other Vedantic treatises, it requires a good amount of education to understand it. A young boy is to come to Thrissur Ashrama, Ramakrishna Bhatt in Thrissur, without meeting any Swamis, without even caring to talk to them, simply wash his hands and feet, go into the shrine, sit in front of Sri Ramakrishna, meditate for 1.5 hours and go away. As he was regularly coming, he was a young boy, they thought, who is this boy, but he's not willing to talk to any of us, doesn't want to mix with any of us. They told, this month on this day, there is a spiritual retreat. Will you come? He said, okay, I will come. They thought he will take it as very important and then mix with them, mingle with them, and then express his gratitude. He didn't bother because he has got the company of some other Swami through gospel. So he never bothered about us, the Ramakrishna Mat Swami. He thought there is some super Swami inside the gospel. Why I should bother? So he came, and after the spiritual retreat was over, he went to one of the senior Swami and he told, I want to know certain things about Manasika Japa. Manasika Japa is normally not done by a man who is not initiated. And he asked a few questions, and the Swami was so surprised to see that this can be asked, such questions can be asked only by a man who has been practicing this Manasa Japa for at least a few years, and he must have matured in that process of doing Manasa Japa. After giving answers to those questions, the Swami in Trishur Ashram asked, what mantra you are chanting and who initiated you? Initiation? Nobody initiated you, me. What mantra you are chanting? Om Namo Bhagavate Ramakrishnaya. From where you got? I didn't get from anywhere, but somehow I got a copy of Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. And I thought Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, why not chant Om Namo Bhagavate Ramakrishnaya? I have been going on chanting this, so I had this doubt regarding Manasika Japa. May we know your name? And Swami was totally dumbfounded. He was a Muslim boy in those days. He has gone through Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, so much captivated by the personality and words of Sri Ramakrishna. He says, what about Quran and other thing? Ramakrishna, what man he is. And the words were so sweet, I didn't even feel like reading Quran. I came directly to Ramakrishna Math. I have finished 9th standard. I am doing some daily wages work. So every day when I get time, I come and sit in front of Sri Ramakrishna. So I didn't feel like meeting any Swami. He is the Swami of all Swamis, Mahaswami. So the change that brought, in due course, he became a great devotee of Ramakrishna Math. So the effect of gospel, without discriminating between religion, between the minds of this religion or that religion, it has an effect which is unfailing. So the gospel is one of the essential sources enlightening people all over the world, and people following different sections of religion in Hinduism as well as in other path. And anyone who reads, whether he is a Buddhist or a Jain, they all feel something very, very strange. And in the Christian countries, they feel there is a similarity between the words of Jesus and Sri Ramakrishna. In fact, Max Muller remarked, it looks as if Jesus himself is talking. The parables, the expressions, everything is so similar as if Christ himself is speaking. That is the beauty of this Amrita, that it has got no distinction. It's a universal aspect, and that universal aspect of Sri Ramakrishna and the universal aspect of Amrita, the truth is unbiased. Sri Ramakrishna says, people may follow whatever path they may, but when they reach there, all jackals howl alike. So truth is unchanging. However may be the form and the appearance of jackals, once they start howling, all jackals howl alike. Sri Ramakrishna says, Shab Shialer Ak Rokamer Ra. All jackals howl alike means when they reach the truth, everybody shouts the same thing. The truth is one. No change when they reach that. Before that, when they are in the path, there may be some differences, but once the satisfaction comes, the satiation comes, all are shouting in the same ways, that truth is nectar. That is the essence of the divine. And the essence of human is constant bhaya. The essence of divine is vara and abhaya. Amrita is the best abhaya a man can get from divine. Abhaya means immortality. Amrita means immortality. And in Amrita, there is abhaya. But most of us are unwilling to enter into the state of immortality. In fact, a great man like Swami Vivekananda, himself, when Sri Ramakrishna asked, if there is a huge reservoir of nectar, how will you drink, and if you are a fly? And Vivekananda told, I will sit on the edge and I will slowly sip the nectar. And Sri Ramakrishna asked, why? Suppose if I fall down and die? And Sri Ramakrishna says, it is the nectar of immortality, Amrita Sagara. How you will die? You can jump into it. But we are not willing to jump. And Gaudapada says, Kim Aschadyam Kim Adbhutam Abhaye Bhayadarshinaha. In the nectar, the so-called I sense vanishes. The I am, the individual, once he jumps into the nectar of Amrita, the I am goes away, the individual becomes indivisible, and Sri Ramakrishna gives credence to that, jump into that ocean of immortality. So that is plunging into the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna wholeheartedly. That is how the Tapta Jeevanam of this Kathamrita takes place. The Swami who was in Colombo, who is now the head of the Kanchi Ramakrishna Math, he narrated one story to me that a lady had cancer at its last stage and it was very clearly declared by the doctors that she is going to die, she will not survive. One of the devotees, a relative perhaps, told Maharaj, can you kindly come and do something? At least come and bless her, that pain and other things will be relieved. And this Swami felt so diffident, he told, I am Ramakrishna Math head, but I am not Ramakrishna. What can I do? But I will come and see and meet that lady, Swami Atma Ghanananda. And very intelligently, he took Ramakrishna with him. Ramakrishna lives in his words, in his thoughts, in his talks. He went, met, spoke to that lady and he told, Amma, I pray to Sri Ramakrishna for your welfare. I am not a Swami having any siddhis or any powers, but one thing I can do to you, this gift I am giving to you, please take this book. And after a few months, he again met her. He told, oh, that lady was full of smile and joy. And Swami told, even I was surprised, a monk. I asked her, how did you overcome this excruciating pain? And with tears in her eyes, she told, Maharaj, what a gift you have given to me. Had I not met this great master, Amrutamaya Purusha Ramakrishna, what a thing I would have lost in my life. Moment I started reading Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, the whole mind, my whole being was transported into a realm of ecstasy. And whenever I see Sri Ramakrishna singing, dancing, the cancer pain, it becomes so insignificant, so insipid, that I don't even feel like remembering cancer pain. My whole mind is now occupied with Amrutamaya Purusha Ramakrishna, the great master. And Swami Atmagananda narrated this story emotionally and he told, oh, unbelievable, the great master Ramakrishna, the Paramacharya. Now it's already 6:32. One, two incidents are there. I will narrate and wind it. One is from Swami Ranganathanji and another is in the life of the devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. One devotee used to come to Sri Ramakrishna and meet him. He was very thin and lean and Sri Ramakrishna used to call him Juneshwarshe. Juneshwarshe means dry mustard. Mustard itself is small and if it becomes dry, how small it will be. So he used to tease him and this name was known to only Sri Ramakrishna and this devotee. Long after the passing away of Sri Ramakrishna, this devotee got to work in perhaps northeast, somewhere Shillong or somewhere. He used to gather the devotees of Sri Ramakrishna and read Vachanamrita. After that, he was posted to Bangladesh. Being a new place, he thought there may be no devotees and he discontinued reading Vachanamrita. And from there again, he was posted to Ranchi. And the same habit of not reading Vachanamrita continued. And one day, it was a full moon day, at dead of night, he heard somebody calling, hello, hey, Juneshwarshe, Juneshwarshe. He thought being alone in that village, it must be a bhranti, a brahma. At 3-4 times when he heard, he thought, let me see whether it's a real voice or whether it's own delusion coming out of my own mind. Because Sri Ramakrishna only knew this name. When he went and opened the door low, to his surprise, he saw Sri Ramakrishna standing in the full moonlight, wearing a gerua cloth and the wooden sandal with the fire tongue in his hand, and drops of tears falling from his eyes. It was Juneshwarshe. How I have told this Amrita Vachana for the welfare of the humanity? Is it not for the welfare of the humanity that divine Jagadamba made me talk those words? You were spreading this message when you were in Shillong. I can understand in Bangladesh, nobody was there. You couldn't hold a class and spread this Vachana Amrita. But in Ranchi, why did you stop? And when Sri Ramakrishna himself told, it is Amrita for the sake of the humanity, why did you stop distributing this Amrita? Do it again. And Sri Ramakrishna disappeared. Oh, this man started weeping because the darshan of Sri Ramakrishna and the emotional content of the dialogue between him transported him to such a realm that he started reading Vachanamrita and a group gathered. And that is how the Ranchi Center formed afterwards. Many direct disciples, like some of the women disciples, Golapma or somebody went there, and we have the Ranchi, either sanatorium or the Krishi Vigyan Kendra coming. Sri Ramakrishna himself came and told, preach the message of the gospel. It is a Kali Yoga Sanjeevani. One message I got through email, and it comes with this message. If you have 5 minutes, you spare it. Kindly read the following story in full as told by Revere Ranganathananji, the 13th president of the Sangha. I will tell you about a lady by name Kilani who died just 2 years ago. I was with her in Paris as well as in a village near Munich. She was a lady in charge of the 4 daughters of Aristotle Onassis. You know Onassis, whom Jacqueline Kennedy married afterwards. He was the richest man in the world, that famous shipping magnate of Greece. Those girls grew up, and by the time they were 20 or 23, they were all married, and Kilani, the caretaker, retired after 20 years of service with Onassis' family. She came to Paris. What was she to do in Paris? One Saturday, she saw in the paper that there was a Ramakrishna Vedanta Center in Gretz, and there was going to be a talk. Voluntarily, involuntarily, she decided, let me go there. All along, she had never thought of about spiritual things. She never went there and never saw the beautiful ashrama. But when she went there, it was a transporting experience. So many people had gathered. There she purchased a famous book on spiritual life, The Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, and started reading the book. It was entirely new to her, but deeply inspiring. She also read my book, The Message of the Upanishads. Then she told me the story. At her request for a Sanskrit name, I gave her the name Kalyani instead of Kilani, the auspicious one. The most important part of her story was she was full of joy. She told, why did I waste my 70 years with Onassis? And Onassis one day gave a phone call to her and asked, Mr. Kilani, what is the matter with you? Are you okay? And Kalyani replied, I am perfectly okay. Are you in the ashrama? How can you be okay? Unless you are in trouble, why you will be in the ashrama? And Kilani told, how can I make them understand what a joy I am having after meeting Sri Ramakrishna through the gospel? And how I feel so depressed that 70 years I have been wasted. If I had heard these beautiful ideas earlier, how nice it would have been. That is the story of Aristotle, Onassis' caretaker, Kilani, who became Kalyani. Hundreds of the people all over the world have the same story. People not knowing that their religion can be a religion of joy, as enumerated by the Ramakrishna Vachanamrita, the book containing the spiritual ambrosial nectar. So spread the joy of spiritual Vachanamrita to all. Distribute this as a prasadam that brings the blessings of Sri Ramakrishna. I am not aware of it. Maybe. Then that is a coincidence. Yes. No, this is Sri Ramakrishna's will. May the blessings of Sri Ramakrishna and the joyful Amrita Kripa be on us. Jai Ramakrishna.